may have heard of his radio program, The Country Road Show. It was primarily catering to truck drivers who traveled late night hours. But I hear other people liked it too. He did that show for a long time. It covered most of the nation because it was overnight on a Clear Channel station coming out of Fort Worth, and eventually went on to a Mexican border blaster station. But he was also a songwriter. His best-known song was recorded by Leanne Rimes, among other people, titled Blue. I think it was her biggest hit. He also wrote Drinking Champagne, recorded by numerous artists. Also worked with Dean Martin, Cal Smith, George Strait, Ray Price, all kinds of people. Bill Mack just passed away at 91. It's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Give me a good-looking girl and an automobile, a tank full of gas and a $20 bill. Well, all right, I'll be all right. I'll be all right. Tonight is Saturday night. I'm gonna love you, baby, good and strong. I'm gonna love you, baby, all night long. Well, all right, I'll be all right. I'll be all right. Tonight is Saturday night. You're the best looking girl that I've ever found. I'll take you dining and dancing all around town. Well, all right, I'll be all right. I'll be all right. Tonight is Saturday night.
I go out in the evening, paint up the town. I'm number one with all the fellas as they show me around. But I'm crying my heart out, though I'm acting the clown. Oh, gee, how I miss you when the sun goes down. I whisper your name as I gaze at the stars, wondering, darling, where you are. Though others may hold me, you still wear the crown. Oh, gee, how I miss you when the sun goes. I miss your sweet charms that made my heart pound. I miss the sweet kisses that held me spellbound. I miss you in the morning and when noon rolls around. But most of all, I miss you when the sun goes down. When I'm out dancing, I never frown. The people all think I'm the gayest gal in town. But inside my heart is burning, 'cause another you found. Oh, gee, how I miss you when the the sun goes down.
Down in a little honky-tonk, 3:15, nobody's dancing but my baby and me. We do the crazy baby boogie.
Crazy baby boogie.
The crazy baby boogie.
The crazy baby boogie.
It's the crazy baby boogie with the boogie woogie solid beat. She's my crazy little baby, she's small and she's round, but we've been a-dancing since the sun went down. We done the crazy baby boogie.
The crazy baby boogie.
The crazy baby boogie.
Crazy baby boogie.
It's the crazy baby boogie, the best boogie woogie in town. Stomp your toes and drag your heels to the crazy baby boogie, then you'll know how it feels to do the crazy baby boogie.
The crazy baby boogie.
The crazy baby boogie.
Crazy baby boogie.
It's the crazy baby boogie with the boogie woogie solid beat. When the little old clock jumps round to 4, we signal a band and boogie woogie some more to the crazy baby boogie.
The crazy baby boogie.
It's the crazy baby boogie, the best boogie woogie in town. Crazy little baby starts a-doing her stuff. I throwed up my hands and yelled, enough's enough, to do the crazy baby boogie.
Crazy baby boogie.
The crazy baby boogie.
Crazy baby boogie.
It's the crazy baby boogie, the best boogie woogie in town.
We live on
that I knew would fall apart. Go on and break you crazy heart.
The post-initial radio obituary is for Walter Lure, the American rock guitarist and singer. He was a member of the rock group The Heartbreakers, also played a lot with Johnny Thunders. He was with The Heartbreakers when they released their first album, LAMF, in 1977, writing or co-writing many of the songs on the album, including One Track Mind and Too Much Junkie Business. He later went on to become a stockbroker. He continued to perform, though, even releasing an album with The Waldos. Walter Lure just passed away at 71. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
When I say I'm in love, you best believe I'm in love, L.U.B. Here comes my girl.
Tossed her in the bin and she's hanging in and he's burning out.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And now it's time for the next radio obituary for Connie Culp, the first U.S. recipient of a partial face transplant performed at the Cleveland Clinic in December 2008. Connie Culp just passed away at 57. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Would you ever consider taking advantage of this possibility of actually having the face of a dog for a brief period of time?
No.
All right, tell us honestly.
I just wouldn't consider it.
Well, what would be difficult? What would be changed in your life if you had the face of, let's say, a collie?
I don't know. People would think I was very strange, that's for sure.
Well, what would be your reaction, personally? Try and be totally objective about it. If a friend of yours suddenly, you know, try and be objective. If a friend of yours suddenly appeared with the face, the head of a collie.
I feel sorry for him.
You wouldn't be interested in the scientific basis of it?
Well, you might raise some questions in my mind how it ever happened, yes.
What would you ask him?
I don't know that I would ask him. I wouldn't, and I don't know that I'd approach him.
Would you go over and pet his head?
If you yourself liked dogs, would you?
No, I don't think I would. Uh-uh.
If his head was that of, an attractive dog, you mean to say you wouldn't show any outward manifestation of warmth and fondness?
No.
If you had the face of a dog, would you want someone to pat you? If you had it?
I don't know. How can you answer a question like that?
Would you be willing to have your face changed and we could do it? We have a station wagon here with equipment.
No, I wouldn't be willing.
Why? Or that of a dog, and we could do it within a short period of time.
No, thanks.
Tell us why, please. Do you understand what we're asking you?
I'm satisfied with my own face.
You haven't had a dog face.
No.
We think we can do this. A lot of people dispute it, but we honestly think we can do it, and we'd like to prove it. We think we have the formula. Would you go along with it? Would you give us a chance to show others that we're not wrong?
No.
Do you know what we're asking you to do?
I don't know, but I think I have an idea.
Yes. What? What is it?
Now you have got me puzzled.
What have we been talking about?
You've been talking about the facial changes of human beings. You want to change the facial features on my face, right?
And do what with it?
Make it look like a dog.
That's right. You've agreed, then.
I've agreed that that's what you want to do.
No, agreed you would let us do it.
No.
Yes, you said you would. You said we wanted to give you the facial characteristics of a dog. We do. We've been working on this for years. I mean, this isn't something we just did overnight. We didn't come out here to be criticized. We can give people these faces. We can give you long, shaggy hair and a long snout of a collie. And that's nothing to be to kid around about. We want to do it. Please.
No, I'd rather not.
You don't want to what?
No, I would rather not go along with that.
And have the face of a collie?
I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't want one. Come on. Come on, fellas.
This is a joke.
The cleanup radio obituary is for C.P. Lee, the British musician, author, broadcaster, and lecturer from Manchester, England. He started playing in folk and beat clubs in the 1960s with his band Greasy Bear, and he became a linchpin of the punk rock explosion with his next band, Alberto y Los Trios Paranoias. In 1977, he wrote the snuff rock musical Sleek and went on to write and perform a tribute show of routines by Lord Buckley. In 2007, he released a personal memoir, When We Were Thin, in which he recounts how he produced one side of the first Factory Records release, ate muffins with Andy Warhol, drove a table with Reckless Eric, and was Elvis Costello for a day. C.P. Lee just passed away at 70. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
And our kiss, don't know what I want. I'm not. I use the rest. I use the enemy. I use anarchy.
Not sure,
but he's not sure.
Maybe next week.
Maybe next week.
Illusions, the beautiful words, the IRA, or maybe the MPLA.
The others.
I ain't stupid. I know what's what. I'm hard as nails. I drink a lot. I ain't the sort what goes out looking for a fight. But if some geezer tries to come in, I'll give it to him, right? I had to sort this bloke out with me razor just last night. I mean, a cunt come up to me and ask me for the light. I'm macho and I'm mean. All the toys think I'm obscene, and I love it when they scream. I scare them. Keep me eyes peeled. I'll keep me ear to the ground. I'm a tilt man myself. Ooh, look at him down there. Now that's what I call knockers fucking off. She's got there. Ooh, but she don't keep still when you're stoking up her fire. I'll be up here like a rocket if I got the time to spare. I'm macho and I'm mean. All the toys think I'm obscene, and I love it when they scream.
Tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. We're still at Babyland, but that's okay, especially as we move on to the radio obituary for Angela Spook. She was known as Hex von der Co, which was translated as the Witch of the Co, due to her public appearances for 25 years in public wearing a witch costume. She just passed away at 66. It's the radio obituary for Angela Spook, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Yeah. shopping, wig flopping witch for a night. Listen, Jerry, when the insurance man come knocking, do you know I say I'm a shopping? That paper boy don't know, he may never get his door. If my pretty gold baddie flakes, I'm gonna take my business to Jake. But when I get my jet, I just ain't gonna give a head. Gonna be a party popping, show stopping.
Ready to meet the Witchmaker? They call him Luther the Berserk, but his blood brother is called Lucifer.
I command you to appear.
Their form is human, but they have crossed over. Spawn of the devil, master of black arts.
It's been 50 years since a man looked at me like that.
No one is safe when the Witchmaker walks a trail of bloody terror. No one is safe. Are you ready to meet the Witchmaker?
They say that I'm a witch, and that I weave a spell. Well, I'll use my eyes to invite you, my lips to delight you, and all the charms of the feminine wiles to excite you. They say that I'm a witch, and that I weave a spell. Well, I'll be a son of a, and no wonder. Well, let me tell you, brother, I'd rather be burned as a witch than never be burned at all. I'll use my songs to entice you with verses of ice you, and all of my bags of tricks to shoes and rice you. They say that I'm a witch, and that I weave a spell. Well, I'll be a son of a, and no wonder. Well, let me tell you, brother, I'd rather be burned as a witch than never be burned at all. Want a gal who would be your pal, who would never look at another, who would be good and true and take care of you. Sorry, you want another. Use my charms to undo you, my arms to unglue you, and all of the hicks of the weaker sex to voodoo you. Yes, they say that I'm a witch, and that I weave a spell. Well, I'll be your son of a, and a wonder. Well, let me tell you, brother, I'd rather be burned as a witch than never at all. If you want a love who's a turtle dove, who will bring your life's little joys, who is sweet and shy with a gentle eye, I'll take the men, not the boys. Use my eyes to invite you, my lips to delight you, and you never can tell when I'll use my teeth to bite you. They say that I'm a witch, that I weave a spell, but I'll be your son of a, and I wonder. Well, let me tell you, brother, I'd rather be burned as a witch.
The witches, it took place in this country, and these witches were spread out one night, certain parts going one way and certain parts going another way. The witches put a death on these houses and so forth and so on. And they might stay out of the windows and yell into the windows. They wanted to kill him or kill her. See, some of them landed in the hospital and some died of scarce and fear that they would die. Excuse me if I got the wrong word. It was something like clue cut can. They have them down south with the mask over their face. The witches, though, were ancient. After they find the witches, they hang them on the trapeze. I think it's called a trapeze. It's up on a stage with a noose, and they'd kill them on a platform with a noose over the plank. Well, there was, in that time, they didn't have no medicine. They used to haunt these people at their homes, the witches, and they used to carry around a torch to burn the house or the farm. Nobody knew about the farm and the witches doing damage to their wheat fields. And the stable and the fields, these would be combined. People would just do this. Some of this is in the American history book. Let's see. Some witches used to go out in the fields and hide their faces amongst the trees. At night, they would go out and just do that. There was a group of witches, 365, I think, and they would destroy house, barns, wheat fields, fences. In the center of this town where they hang the people, they make a big fire in the center of the square and burn up these witches and people. It's in a circle. They get the witches and the plain people who lost their parents. They found that the town hall gave the preference of the witches that were left behind to be hung, and then they would be burned too. Let's see now. These witches used to blame the Ku Klux Klan for not helping them out. They wanted them to come along and watch and see. When they found out, they put them up to the altar. I don't know how good the story is. Is it all right? This all happened. It all happened in the history book. It's there. Not all of it, but some part of it. I think it was 15 years ago, 16 years ago, the 18th century. In the history book, it tells exactly 18-something, 1904, 1905. That was the First World War. Something like that. And that was when these witches and Ku Klux Klan came into existence. And it's bad for the people.
Freedom! an evil tear. Say she's not weak. She got a long back of hair and a big black car. I know what you're thinking, but you won't get far. She's gonna make you hear, 'cause she's the witch. Where she wants around late at night, most of the people sleeping tight. If you hear a knocking on your door, you better sneak it away. Wahoo! Wah, baby, I'm a witch. Now you know the score, 'cause I sent you straight. But you better be careful before it's too late. She's gonna make you ill, 'cause she's the witch.
We're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Bala Sidibe, the singer for Orchestra Baobab, the Senegalese group. He just passed away at 78, and it's the Weasel Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Bulma min, bayran bulma min, bayran yo bulma min.
Pre-antepenultimate radio obituary is for Eddie Daniels, also known as Ghetto Baby. He was an R&B singer and piano player who made a string of great R&B and rock and roll records in the 1950s. He worked with Eddie Cochran, writing Little Lou, which Cochran recorded. He recorded for the Specialty Records offshoot label Ebb Records, and then went on to record for Starla. Members of the Bubbles in the Think Tank Ever and Beginning staff are probably aware of Eddie Daniels through the Ponderosa Stomp. Eddie Daniels just passed away. I'm not totally sure what his age was. I'm sure someone out there, probably our spiritual advisor, Swami Pali C, he'll probably look it up if it's out there to be found. I'm just not doing it now. Instead, I'm going to begin the pre-antepenultimate radio obituary for Eddie Daniels right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Mardi Gras. WMFO in Medford, stereo.